It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now, the host of our program, City Desk, the public affairs manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Hello, William Sackett. We are recording this City Desk podcast on Thursday, February 1st, 9:05 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. This is our second podcast of the week. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, Biloxi Public Affairs Specialist.
Good morning, and it definitely is. We had a big event this week, which was Tuesday. It was the State of City Address at the Beau Rivage. So, of course, we had a podcast there with Mayor Gillage.
And William, he just gets emotional. We talked about it in the podcast the other day, and it just, I don't know, it's a throwback to me for John Boehner, the venerable Speaker of the House of the United States Congress, who just at the drop of a hat would go to tears. But I know that this guy, our mayor, was a boxer when he was growing up, so I don't want people to think that he is soft.
No, I wouldn't call it soft in as much as, if you've met the man, first of all, you know the man. We don't have to describe it. If you haven't met the man, you should, and or see him in person. What you're going to see is a man whose total life, his passion, his vision is the city of Biloxi, from which he was raised and born, et cetera, et cetera. So what I see is a dynamo of positive energy and a guy that just loves the gig he's got.
I think you're right. He said it's a job of a lifetime. Right, Cecilia?
He is. It's a dream come true, he said.
Okay, one of the big things that was at the State of the City was the content. The content, we mentioned it the other day, but it's all about happening now. You're going to see the South contract begin work. It's an 800-day project. It is going to be a total of $23 million, but Mayor Gillage has promised that you're not going to see the massive disruption that you've seen north of the CSX Railway. That project is going to be starting like now. And we'll be underway, and we're going to make sure the lines of communication are very open on that. It's going to go from essentially Seashore Methodist and what we call the Holy Land all the way down to past I-110, and that area is all south of the CSX Railway. The mayor has said he is continuing to push the contractor on the north contract. This contract goes back to August of 2014. And it was originally scheduled to be a 1,000-day contract. There have been a number of city and FEMA-approved change orders, which has extended the time, but the deadline right now is in December of this year. All of the work on the north contract is supposed to be finished. Right now, about 30 miles of the 55 miles have asphalt on them. But as the mayor said in the State of the City, that's small consolation for those who are still in the areas where they have dirt roads and what he called milled up roads, meaning the asphalt is gone. The Howard Avenue project to restore two-way traffic, we're going to be getting bids on to start the construction within, I think, 60 days on that. So you're going to see construction on that. Sanger Theater, Cecilia, that was another big topic at the State of the City.
It is. This year, the City of Biloxi is going to actually start restoring the outside. I believe bids are going out now, to restore the outside of the structure. Of course, like I said before, you have to do the outside before the inside. So they're going to work on that. Hopefully, work will start in about June, and it'll take 6 to 8 months to complete.
You can see work underway right now on the West Biloxi Boardwalk, which is that area that goes from essentially where Sharkheads is in West Biloxi at the foot of Rodenburg. And the first phase of that boardwalk that Mayor Gillage has talked about so much, that festival boardwalk, is going to run behind the restaurants and north of the beach. It's going to tie all those restaurants together, and the initial phase is going to go from right there at Sharkheads, which links up to Coast Transit Center there, the Comfort Station, all the way down to Veterans, and then the plan further on is to go all the way down to Camellia at Treasure Bay. But work is underway right now on the first phase of that boardwalk.
And they would like to have it complete before hurricane season of this year for that a little over 3,000 foot long, 10 feet wide boardwalk.
Construction on the west, on the overhead pedestrian crosswalk, the first one that's going to be built is going to be right over here at Kivett Street, right in front of MGM Park. It's going to be an overhead crosswalk. Work is going to be starting on that shortly, and it will be finished in December of this year. The second crosswalk, which we're hoping to start by the end of this year, is going to be the one that's going to be over to the east of Main Street. It's going to be north of the Biloxi Small Craft Harbor. As Mayor Gillich said, the most important thing is we've got thousands of people who are south of the highway. We want to give them an opportunity to safely cross Highway 90. Same thing for those who are on the north side of Highway 90, say the Watermark or the Hilton Garden Inn or the La Quinta or the Doubletree. This will help them move to the waterfront. So it works both ways. So he mentioned all of the hotels that we have under construction. The other big thing that's going to be happening is the Lighthouse Pier is going to be completed by this summer, and that, of course, was ravaged by Hurricane Nate. The Lighthouse Pier is right next to the beautiful new parking lot, well-landscaped. So see, that project is going to be wrapping up any day now.
Yes, that's right. It should be complete very soon. I think they're installing the bollards, the big round, border between the parking lot and the beach for people to have easier access to go back and forth. Like you said, you can see the beautiful landscape that's there. They added a little more parking spaces, a place for the Biloxi Tour Train to park. They closed off the middle entrance, so there's only two entrance and exits on each side.
Yeah, instead of the three that could cause traffic problems in the past. But they're wrapping that project up right now. The last part of it's going to be the laying of the new asphalt and the striping of the parking lot. And we're going to have cars zipping through there. We know they're going to be safe, but there's going to be another area where the cars are going to be going a lot faster and they're going to be a lot smaller.
I believe so. That's going to be at the new go-karting track that they are working on. I'm sure a lot of people can see it from the road. It's kind of cool. You can kind of see the track layout in the sand or in the dirt from the road. It's pretty cool. They're putting a structure on up there. So it's going to be ready about this summer, I believe.
This summer it's going to be ready. So you're going to have that boardwalk coming up around the same time that you're going to have the finish line high-performance go-karting track. And what's different about this is not your dad's go-karts. These are not the little things with the lawnmower engine on the back.
That's right.
This is going to be what I call the Ferraris of go-karts. There is actually a circuit where these professional drivers tour the country.
Which basically means another tourist attraction, another special national event will be coming to the coast sometime down the road.
He didn't want me to say it, but I'm going to say it. To me, it's the NASCAR of go-karting. I don't know why he was so opposed to that.
Yeah.
But it's going to be two tracks there. One is going to be for the younger drivers, and then there's going to be another one, an advanced class, where the route is longer and the speeds are higher. So that's all going to be opening up this summer. We do not want to forget about the other big initiatives that we've been working on. The first phase of construction of the new Keesler Gate is going to be starting this summer, and that's going to be the interior portion of the gate. This is going to be west of Forest Avenue. The part that's under design right now is going to be the part that goes from the Forest Avenue gate on the exterior all the way to I-110, where we want to have a beautiful corridor leading into Keesler. And Wool Market. There is a Wool Market City Center that is going to be opening up this summer. What is a Wool Market City Center?
Well, it's a center that people can have gatherings, they can have birthday parties, they can rent it for events, and then also it's going to house a permanent building for the Harrison County Library.
So that has been something that's been needed for a long time, and the mayor is making it happen. In addition to that, we now have a Wool Market master plan that shows all of the things we need to do to bring city quality services to Wool Market. The price tag is about $35 million. As Mayor Gillich said, it's not going to happen overnight, but it is happening. There's something every single day. We have about 3,500 homes and 3,100 homes and businesses that are in the Wool Market community. About 1,700 of them right now have city water and or sewer. And if you look at a map, it's all the areas that have a concentration of population or businesses. Those are the ones that are done first. The outlying areas, it's a little more difficult because it's sparsely populated in Wool Market. So the other thing happening north of the bay is going to be the Pops Ferry Causeway Park. We're looking at April on that. What is that, the Pops Ferry Causeway Park?
Well, it's a place people already enjoy, but they're adding amenities such as a bait shop, more piers, more boat launches. They're going to have, actually, I believe, our city's second ADA boat launch at that facility. You can see all the work going on right now. Of course, the mayor had images of it at the State of the City, which, of course, you can see on the video. But it's just going to enhance people to use that waterfront, that area.
It's going to be great whenever it's in it. You can see it now. It's taking shape. It's going to be finished in April. And finally, there's a new fire station that's going to be built. The construction's going to be starting in a matter of months. I think it's out for bids right now. And this is not going to be your typical fire station. This is going to be a 13,000-square-foot command station. It's going to be the command center for all of the areas north of the bay. It's going to be on city property at Cedar Pops over there where the Biloxi Police and Fire Communications Department is right now. This fire station is going to have not only enough sleeping quarters for the firefighters that are going to be stationed there, but there are going to be extra sleeping quarters in times of a hurricane. We need to bring more firefighters on. That's the place that they will be, right there. There's going to be training rooms there. There is going to be a huge presence for the Biloxi Fire Department. We're also looking at another station that is going to be on Old Highway 67 east of Cedar Lake, and that is going to be station number 10, right? What's the deal on that station?
Well, they're working on the money, the funding to get this project started, which they're hoping it to start maybe at the end of the year or next year. It just depends on the funding. But there's a couple other things in the fire department, such as a new fireboat. And some of y'all may have seen on our Facebook page the beautiful graphically designed new fireboat that the fire department is going to get, which is currently under construction. So the image that was on the screen at the State of the City is what the boat is going to look like, but it is not built yet. But it'll be a larger boat. They'll be able to go out and rescue victims and actually keep them inside the cabin to bring them back to shore safely.
Yeah, the current fireboat is 27 feet, does not have an enclosed cabin. This new fireboat, and I think it's 17 years old, this new fireboat is going to be 33 feet long. It's all aluminum. It's got a water gun on the front and on the back. So this boat will be an important asset because we are on a peninsula. We do have a lot of development on our waterfront, and a lot of our development is sided, just like Biloxi, sided by water on three sides. So that is something that the fire department is very aware of, and that's why they took these steps. The State of the City video, you can see it right now. You can see it on the city's website. Click on the mayor's picture on the front page, and we have touched on and amplified everything that he talked about. Let's move on and talk about Mardi Gras, okay?
Sounds good to me. Well, this weekend, one of the first City of Biloxi Mardi Gras events kicks off Saturday, February the 3rd. It's the Biloxi Children's Mardi Gras Walking Parade. It's open to ages 12 and younger. Registration is taking place now at the Biloxi Visitor Center, and there is late registration on Saturday, an hour before the event. The parade starts at 10 a.m. It's going to roll or walk. People can either walk, they can skate, they can bring strollers to participate in this parade, which is themed The Ride of Your Life, which celebrates history-making rides such as a NASCAR ride or an air balloon ride, anything like that. But the parade itself, it will start from the I-110 overpass on Howard Avenue, travel to Ranar Street, and then turn south, ending at the Mardi Gras Museum on Rue Magnolia, where they're going to have costume contest, float contest, and a big thing is to remember the theme, which is the ride of your life. And again, that information, that event is Saturday, and that information is on our website. We also have a couple other Mardi Gras things coming up, such as the Special Needs Mardi Gras Ball and Dance, which will be Friday, February the 9th. And of course, we have the big parades that are coming up. There is the Second Liners Mardi Gras Club Parade, which is Saturday, February the 10th. That's in the morning. And then at night is the Neptune Mardi Gras Parade, again, Saturday, February the 10th, is at 5:30. And then, of course, Mardi Gras Day is the Gulf Coast Carnival Association's Mardi Gras Parade, which is Tuesday, February the 13th at 1 p.m. All that information, plus detailed information and maps, is on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
That pretty much wraps up this week's show, and I just want people to take a moment and click on over and look at that city YouTube page and see that video, because there was a lot of things that we talked about in the State of the City.
And it's also airing on Cable One Channel 69 on the hour every hour until Friday at 1 p.m.
And it's all fofo. It's all fofo, William. All fofo all the time. Don't you think people are just going to maybe cancel their cable?
Oh, no, I don't think so. One of the things that struck me was the fact that when I was there and I'm listening to this presentation, you kept waiting for the second shoe to drop, and it never did. It was this project followed by this project, then this project, that project, this project, that project. And I am not making fun. I'm saying, oh, my, you know. Biloxi, you are so alive and growing. My word.
One of the things we have always said is that the people who live in East Biloxi aren't aware, and in some cases don't care, what is going on out in Woolmarket and what those issues are, and vice versa. But this is the one time where the mayor of Biloxi can get in front of an audience and give a report about everything in the city. And thankfully, Cecilia, we were able to do it in 6 minutes, just like he wanted.
Yeah, no, that's not true. No, he did want 6 minutes, but there's so much happening now this year that we had to put it in a 23-minute video.
And let me remark on that 23 minutes. It was fast-moving. There were no lulls. There were no, like, when is this moment going to be gone? I think it's a miracle that much content, that thoroughly covered, that fast. A compliment to you both to produce such a thing in 24 minutes.
And we have to give a big thank you to Mr. Rennie Sherman, who is the video guru, who has helped us for a number of years on all of our video productions. And he is just so patient to work with me and Cecilia. What we want to do is, when we say the word Howard Avenue, we want to see Howard Avenue. When we say oyster aquaculture, we want to see an oyster. Rennie has the ability to do that, and we want to say a big thank you to him, and we're hoping to be getting more out of him in the future months. Thank you, William.
You've been listening to City Desk. News and views from City Hall Biloxi with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.